The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh yeah, we are headed for trouble, and we are secure today, even though David Trainer is not with us as we go into the danger zone, and that's because Kyle Guskey is here to be our wingman. He is David Trainer's wingman. He is investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Now, what makes something dangerous? Well, it basically can be summed up this way.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's the stuff that looks attractive when you dig in from the top and you start to look at it at surface level, but you find out that the beauty's only skin deep. They don't start at skin depth at New Constructs. In fact, they go all the way down to the bottom and they work their way up from the footnotes level up to the top. And they find out often that something that looks good when you're looking from the top down, not so good. So what is attractive to them are things that maybe other people find a little bit dangerous and have mispriced. What is dangerous? Typically something that a lot of people like, that they find the numbers are a little misleading. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks so you can get more information on anything you hear on the show. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Regis Corporation.
Danger, danger.
Regis Corporation. It's ticker symbol RGS. These guys are like mass market beauty salons, right? So
correct.
What's ugly about the mass market beauty salon business?
So with Regis, we have kind of the classic turnaround story of a retail services provider without the expected improvement in fundamentals and profits. Companies closing down a lot of corporate-owned stores, increasing franchises, but profitability is not following suit. After-tax profit, NOPAT, is down 12% compound annually over the past 10 years and 21% compound annually over the past 5 years. This is large part to margins falling from 6% in 2012 to 2% over the last 12 months. Return on invested capital is down from 5% in 2012 to 1% over the last 12 months. Really, the biggest issue in the turnaround has been kind of a mix of things, including same store sales. They've been down 6 of the past 7 years and the first half of 2018. Same store guest visits are down in each of the past 7 years and the first half of this year. And really, you know, no amount of closing stores and increasing franchises can stop profit decline if traffic's not rising, unless the firm were drastically cutting costs, which it's not. On a dollar basis, costs are definitely down because they're closing a ton of stores. However, cost of service, cost of product, site operating expenses and rent were 85% of revenue in 2015. They're 86% of revenue over the last 12 months. Company-owned salons have decreased over 2,100 since 2015, but operating expenses and rent still make up 10% and 70% of revenues, respectively, which is unchanged from that year. So it's a lot of turnaround story without the expected improvement that one would see, and ultimately leads to the stock price not supported by the fundamentals.
So how ugly could this get? I mean, how overvalued or mispriced is Regis?
So in the past year, shares have actually doubled over the S&P. So the kind of outperformance comes despite these deteriorating fundamentals. So we looked at a couple of, you know, different scenarios. To justify the current price, they need to immediately achieve margins of 4%, again, compared to 2% over the last 12 months, and grow profits by 6% compound annually for the next 12 years. 6% might, you know, be lower than what some of those tech companies we talked about in the past. But for reference, the entire salon industry grew by 3.4% in 2016, which is the last available year, and averaged 4% since 2011. So 6% is above and beyond the industry, and they got to do it for the next 12 years simply to justify the current price. So we looked at, you know, another scenario to get what could be a, how bad could it get, even if we assume they achieve a 3% margin, which is the average of the last 5 years, and grow profits by 4% compounded annually for the next decade in line with industry growth. It's only worth $9 a share.
Wow, $9 a share. So this is a stock that has been trading at, you know, $16.74, and that's with pretty ideal economic conditions, isn't it? I mean, $9 a share, that's still, it sounds like it would be worse than that, right?
Yeah, that's still a optimistic scenario. if we looked at, you know, the past 10 years or so, you know, margins are coming down, profits are going down, so it would take a immediate turnaround, and then that turnaround have to continue for the next 10 years simply to reach $9 a share.
Is there a likely catalyst that will make people wake up and smell the coffee percolating on this?
I think it might be earnings miss. We've seen it in the past. Couple of different earnings reports have dropped the stock 15% and 10% in 2016 and 2017. And revenue or EPS expectations this year are increasing despite our TTM numbers showing the company still kind of slowing down and profits are falling. So we think it could be a kind of a mix of increasing expectations with a miss in earnings. Could definitely see a similar fall in previous quarters.
Yeah, I mean, we never know what the catalyst is going to be, but what we know is that at some point gravity works, and a company that is overvalued typically does come back. And in this case, you just heard the case for why Regis Corp, ticker symbol RGS, is overvalued and therefore in the danger zone. It's a dangerous stock, according to New Constructs and Kyle Guskey. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
No problem, thanks.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about what they do there, about what are the most dangerous and most attractive stocks, if you want to get more information on Regis Corp or any of their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Up next, a special Money Life Market Call with David Brown from Sabrient Systems, talking about the Baker's Dozen for this year. That's next. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.